Welcome to another edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Vlorn, and here is our producer and engineer, the man you know and love, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hey there.
How you doing, Jerry Garcia?
I am Jerry Garcia and Einstein very well. How are you?
Yeah, Einstein too. I didn't think
about
that.
Yeah, I got that one. Kramer I get sometimes, with a beard.
You're just weird looking. But anyway, interesting, Sheldon, you know what's happened?
What?
Tomatoes.
I know. You said you already made plums already.
I've made a couple of gallons of sauce already. And these little guys, I got these little
cherries?
Tomatoes. Tons and tons every day. At least a quart every day. I don't know what to do with them. Like, all my friends were grateful the first time around. They're like, eh.
Can you
a lot
make
of tomatoes?
Are you turning into the zucchini
you
guy?
You got a lot of tomatoes. Yo, that's true. Like,
Monsignor Jim Hyde. Close the door.
Zucchini,
turn off the lights.
The zucchini neighbors. I got a zucchini. I can't take another zucchini, please. Interesting. But you know, it's been a great season, actually. I can't tell you. Best I've ever had.
You've been very pleased
best
this year.
Best I've ever had. Interesting in our lives. So, you know, you're always meeting new people. I'm living in a rectory right now because we have some foreign guys visiting.
Right.
So we have two guys from Ireland, one guy from Ireland, a guy from the Congo.
Mm-hmm.
Me on Long Island. And retired Bishop Murphy.
Right.
And interesting, like a very interesting combination
very
of people.
Group
yeah,
of
that's
people
the
there.
Story. But you know what? We're all sitting around the same table. We're worshiping the same Lord, celebrating Mass. There's something great about that. So For me, in a rectory, I think you get that a lot. It's kind of a cool thing because you learn to accept differences. You learn to accept different cultures and recognize like the wideness of faith, that it's a lot bigger than we thought. Sometimes in the world, that's a challenge. And that's what we're looking at on Religion in Rock, accepting differences today, because that's part of what God calls us to. You know, we're not all cut from a cookie cutter. And that's what we're going to take a look at to start us off today. This is Billy Joel, The Great Wall of China.
Your friends will forget you. We put it on all this was not your calling. Just look out for you falling. I read your story, man. You got to be joking. Keep things in perspective. This is my true objective. Why tear this heart out if it's only
Billy Joel, Great Wall of China. By the way, Billy Joel did 100 shows at Madison Square Garden. Now, can you believe that? 100 shows? That's like the world record forever. Amazing. What a great thing. Great Wall of China, all about being betrayed, you know? And that's part of our lives, too, you know, that when betrayal comes, we sort of huddle, right? We huddle with the people we trust. We huddle with the people who are like us. And it's difficult to see that, you know? I think that was a difficult thing, too, even after 9/11, right? You know, we kind of felt nervous about people who looked different than we did. We felt nervous about people who studied Islam. You know, we said, well, there's something about that. I don't know. We don't trust them. All of that stuff, you know, is hard to work through. It's very difficult. Betrayal is a very tough thing. And a few people can help us to feel that way about a lot of people, right? And that's kind of a tough issue in our lives. In our lives, I think our openness to change, our openness to mercy and forgiveness is a major, major gift. And that God gave us that gift, and we're called to kind of use it on different levels. Maybe somebody's betrayed you in your family. Maybe somebody at work's betrayed you. Are you going to let it go? You know, maybe you don't have to go back to them and say, I'm forgiving you, because they've never said they're sorry. But you can let it go, and you can change. And that can help you to be more accepting, more open, and see the kind of cosmic thing that we're called to, that kind of calls us to recognize, yeah, God's with us, and we're going to get through this stuff. We're going to get through these difficulties together. Here's Joe Jackson. This is called Breaking Us in Two.
Don't you feel like trying something new? Don't you feel like breaking out or breaking us in two? You don't do the things that I do. You wanna do things I can't do. Always something breaking us in two. You and I could never. Don't you feel like breaking out just one day on your own? Why does what I'm saying hurt you? I didn't say that we were through. Always something breaking us in two. That's sad. Two hearts should beat as one.
About fractures. Sometimes that happens in a family, right? Sometimes it happens among friends where we get fractured. We actually get broken apart from one another. That's a difficult thing, too. Sometimes life breaks us apart from one another. How do we link once again? It's about those bridges, I believe. It's about building the bridges across the divide so that we can once again have some kind of relationship. You know what a bridge builder is called in Latin? A pontifex. Sound like something? Yeah, the pontiff, right? Like the Pope. A bridge builder between God and his people. We're kind of called to be those people with one another, to build those bridges and recognize that, yeah, we become a bridge actually for God to kind of do his great work and to find his great work in us and to be able to see, you know, that, yeah, ultimately that's what we're called to in our lives. So, yeah, think about building some bridges among those fractured relationships, the ones where there's a great amount of distance. There's something powerful about that, and I think we can really make a huge difference if we can embrace that. Here's Genesis. This is called Misunderstanding. Misunderstanding, part of that accepting in our lives is who we are and where God is in our lives. And that's an important connection to be able to make, too, to find our presence of God in the midst of our lives, to find our God in the good things of our life and what we do. You know, just a couple of weeks ago, we celebrated the memorial for St. Ignatius, the feast of St. Ignatius of Loyola, the founder of the Jesuits. One of the things he said that I love so much, he said, whatever you're doing, that makes you feel the most alive, that's where God is. Can you imagine that? Whatever you're doing that makes you feel the most alive, that's where God is. That's the truth of the matter, right? Wherever we are, we're enjoying our kids, we're hugging our kids, you're out there fishing, you know, you're out there on the boat and you're close to God. There's something powerful about that. We bring that to church, right? We bring that those feelings to church, and we thank God for those moments that we can kind of recognize that intense presence and that love and that beautiful moment where we kind of link. Those things wash away differences, right? Because we all have those moments. That's one of the things we all have kind of in common with one another that makes this a really important thing, because we recognize that, yeah, we're not alone. Other people have those intense moments too. When we do that, we begin to build those bridges again. And we begin to see that our lives don't have to be in a monastery to get to know God. No, in the midst of this world, we can get to know God very, very intimately. Here's you too. This is called One.
Is it getting better? Or do you feel the same? Will it make it easier on you now? You got someone to blame. You say one love, one life, when it's one need in the night. One love, we get to share it. Leaves you, baby. Thank you.
kind of the theme song for today, this oneness, which is such an important part of our lives, to see that in the midst of many, we're one. In the midst of many different approaches to life, many different habits, many different walks of life, educational backgrounds, financial backgrounds, whatever you want to say, there's lots of different kinds of people out there, but there is a unity that we share. We all love. We all know disappointment, we all know sin, and we all know forgiveness. Those things link us together. Sometimes it's good to think about that kind of thing when we see someone who's homeless or we see someone who looks different or acts different than we do, you know, to say, yeah, they have the same desires. They're a son, they're a daughter, they're a mom, they're a dad, they're somebody that somebody loves. And can I be a little more compassionate? Can I be a little more understanding? Can I be somebody who recognizes God's presence in them? And when we do that, one by one, people begin to change. We begin to look at things a little bit differently. And we want to go back to church to say, you know, to pray for these people and say to God, they made a difference in my life today because they helped me to recognize one of the many faces that you have. Because it's not just one face. It's not just a big, long, white beard in heaven. No, there's a lot of different faces that God has. And to recognize the capacity to learn those different faces and to know those different faces makes that mosaic and helps us to grow in holiness and understand who we are. Here's Eric Clapton. This is called Layla. Layla, an old relationship that Eric Clapton writes about. You know, there's something about that that's important to recognize in our lives, that we come in and out of people in our life, and sometimes they're beautiful gifts and difficult gifts, and sometimes they really help us along, and sometimes, you know, we say, we got to get away from this person. They're not helping us. They're hurting us. So in our lives, there are those people coming in and out, but there's a beautiful gift. You know, I think there's a beautiful gift in those people who have touched our lives in a special way. There's a guy and his family, Tom and Mike, and they invited me back in. I knew them in kindergarten and in first, second, third, fourth, and fifth grade. Can you imagine that? Way, way back. And they invited me back. Their mom was sick and was pretty seriously ill, and she went home to God recently. And there was something really beautiful about it for me to be able to come back and say, yeah, you know what? You were part of my childhood, but you're still a part of my life, and I'm grateful to God that you were there. And I think they kind of felt the same way. There was something really beautiful about that. And you know, it's kind of beautiful when God calls you back into somebody's life like that. That's one of the beautiful gifts of the priesthood. Something very powerful about that. But all of us get called into people's lives at difficult moments. What we do with that is what really is the fiber of who we are. That's the fiber of our faith that makes all the difference in the world. Putting your faith into actions. That's what it's about. Hey, here's Pete Townsend. This is called Face the Face. Sometimes a good hard look in the mirror is what it's all about, to recognize that, yeah, we might be biased. We might have a part of our life that's prejudiced in some way. How do we reach out and get beyond that? That's about prayer. It's about praying to God and saying, Lord, help me to let go of that. Help me to see things more clearly and know you better through these other people in my life. There's something about that that we can really be triumphant about. Someone who's different doesn't have to be somebody we dislike, right? It can actually be something that helps us to grow and someone who helps us to grow. That's such an important thing. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about accepting differences today. Oh, finally playing one of my favorites off of Abbey Road, The Beatles, Come Together. Beatles, Come Together. There's other songs the Beatles have, of course, about coming together. All You Need Is Love. There's something important about recognizing that coming together makes us strong. Now, sometimes there's somebody in our life who really needs our love. They need our support. And so we accept the fact that they're having a different time than us. We might be okay right now, but they may be sick. How can we reach out to them? Well, it's those visits, the phone calls that make all the difference in the world. There's a young guy who is from one of my first youth groups ever, Kevin, and he lives in Arizona. He wasn't feeling so good, and one of his buddies called up and said, hey, could you give him a call? He probably hasn't spoken to you in 20-something years. So I called him up, and it was great to be able to talk to him and to hear his voice again and to kind of laugh with him again. And he is the first guy. I told him, you're the first guy who played a number of bands for me. I never heard Def Leppard before this kid was in my car. He's 47 years old now, but it was like 30 years ago, 28 years ago, that he was in, even more than that, that he was in my car. I wasn't even a priest yet. And Rush was the other band. I never heard of Rush before this guy was in my car, played it on a cassette. Remember cassettes, everybody? Yep, they were there. So this is Rush, Subdivisions. Kev, thanks for introducing me to Rush. I love him. You know, that we do that naturally, don't we? We break down into groups. This is what subdivisions is all about. We kind of subdivide ourselves and hang out with people just like us. But ultimately, that's not life, is it? It's a very high school thing to do, right? In high school, we did that. And there used to be, you know, way back there with the greasers, right? The nerds, the jocks, and the preps, all of these different names we give to people. You know, there were those things. I hope that now it's breaking down more. I hope people kind of sit together more. I hope we get to know each other a little more, because there's something very powerful about getting to know some different people. You know, a lot of schools now have exchange students. Imagine knowing somebody from China, knowing somebody from Poland. It's a great, great gift to recognize that those subdivisions really hurt us, and working together and being there with one another in high school, one community, makes a big difference. Here's The Doors. This is called People Are Strange.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down, when you're strange. Faces come out of the rain when you're strange. No one remembers your name when you're strange. When you're strange, when you're strange. People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone. Women seem wicked when you're unwanted. Streets are uneven when you're down. When you're strange, faces come out of the rain. When you're strange, no one remembers your name. When you're strange, when you're strange, when you're strange.
And kind of mocking himself there. People are strange. Yeah, that's true. People are different. And you know what? If you can't think of somebody as strange, you might be strange. That's true. We're strange to some people. That's also true, I think, in the areas of worship. Have you ever gone to another service? Have you ever seen something, you know, go to another kind of religion because you're at a wedding or something like that, and you say, wow, this is odd to me. I'm not used to this. There's something really important about recognizing ritual and religious ritual, how important that is in our lives, to recognize that every faith in the world has ritual. It all has ritual connected to it. And there's like what we might consider very common and very comfortable, like to have the sacred meal, to receive the Eucharist. You know, other people might look at that and say, that's odd. Never saw that before. And to recognize, yeah, that those differences don't make us right and wrong necessarily, but it helps us to understand that, yeah, come on down to my church and see what this is about. You know, you'd be surprised. There's a sense of faith here. There's a sense of love. There's a sense of belonging here. It's about finding that gift of God in our faith tradition that's such an important reality for us. For us, you know, we are Catholic. We feel that. We feel that very strongly in the gift of the Eucharist, which we wholeheartedly believe is the body of Christ. So there's something beautiful about receiving that body of Christ, how it changes us for the better. There's something really important about that in our lives, and we're called to support that every chance we get. Here's Aerosmith, The Other Side.
Don't be mad.
What's the other side for you and for me? The other side is recognizing that we've been created in God's image, all of us, and that we're a mosaic. A mosaic, not a big mishmash, no, a mosaic with individual gifts and individual talents, and we give them back to God, we get them back tenfold. That's the gift. When we give it away, we get it back, and that's the promise and the hope of our lives. So we want to find happiness here on earth. It's about sharing those gifts. It's about sharing with one another. It's about recognizing that differences are not bad. They get stronger in the long run. So enjoy the mosaic. Take a good look around. You'll be surprised at what's around you. God's calling us all to that happiness. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlahan, and it's engineered and produced by the man accepting differences all the time, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.